Bobby Bird is a poet and co-founder of Cinco Puntos Press, which he established with his wife and author Lee Merrill Bird in 1985. With roots on the U.S.-Mexico border, Cinco Puntos publishes great books which make a difference in the way you see the world. Today, we'll talk about the gift of seeing the world through books with Bobby Bird as we discuss gift ideas for readers of all ages. Hi, Bobby Bird. Welcome.
Oh, it's good to be here, Marina.
So before we talk books, I want to congratulate you on the latest addition to Bird.
Oh, yeah. Niamh Hannah Cormack Bird. But we're all delighted. She just came home today.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations to Elvin, to Johnny. Yeah.
Yes.
Now you got me crying all of a sudden.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
there's
a
new
big deal. Yeah.
Bird in the flock,
yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Got to
yeah.
talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. It's the holidays. You know, everybody's got readers in the families.
Right.
And you guys have books.
Right. We got all readers covered from the babies all the way up to the adults. And we have some wonderful books. And, you know, in the publishing industry right now, there's a big national discussion called We Need Diverse Books, where people are concerned that all of America is not being represented in what the publishing industry does. And I want to say from the beginning that Cinco Puntos, from our inception in 1985, that we are diverse books. We have diversity and we have books for all ages and for all people.
We started talking about a baby. Let's talk about books for children. And I know you do a lot of bilingual books,
right,
which is really, when you talk about diversity.
Right. You know, we've been sort of a cornerstone of bilingual publishing in the United States, although we got into it sort of by accident, or not by accident. We live on the border, so bilingual books were, for us,
natural
from the first. However, for the rest of the country, we were soon to discover it was very unusual. So now the rest of the country is catching up with us.
Well, you know, we like to think how we roll here on the border is natural, but apparently everybody else is into it.
Yeah, right.
We're all the rage.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Tell me about your children's bilingual books.
Okay,
good
so,
suggestions.
You know, starting for the early readers, Cynthia Weil has done these books based on, it's called Early Concepts in American and Mexican Folk Art, where she gets artisans from various families in Oaxaca to make different pieces of art to teach early concepts. So there's a book on opuestos, opposites, colors. There's a book on all these different things, using these things to have these really interesting books for kids, for very, very young books.
Those are the alebrijes, no?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The abecedarios. That book I give to every child in my family.
Oh, really?
It's a good one.
Right, it's a good one. And to know how good it is, you know, a Scholastic buys the rights for our books, that collection is in particular, for their book clubs. These books are very, very well, very good. Also, we have, she did one recently, her most recently one is Mi Familia Calaca, but that's more of a Halloween book. But it's a fun, fun book.
I think skulls can go year-round. Any other books you suggest for the little guys?
Oh, well, also, there are two writers that are very, very important, not only to Cinco Puntos, but to our area. Benjamin Alidi Sainz, who teaches here at UTEP, and also Joe Hayes. He thinks of El Paso as his second home. And both of those writers, they have books that are for the very young kids all the way up to the 7 or 8 year olds, or 10 year olds actually, picture books that are illustrated wonderfully well, and they continue to sell. We have books from both of those guys, which we call evergreens. They sell year in and year out. And people like yourself are always coming in to buy books that they've given to kids before. So we're always welcome to have people walking in their front door and buying our books and enjoying. We'll fix them a cup of coffee during the Christmas season. We have cookies from Gussie's. We have coffee, and we're all ready to welcome you to Cinco Puntos on Texas Avenue.
And you're Texas, and what's the intersection?
It's Ochoa. It's three blocks down from Stanton and what's the other, Kansas.
And you can't miss the place. It's the most colorful building.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of every color on the
area. It's a wonderful place.
Okay, so we talked about children's. Let's move on to young adult, where you guys have had a lot of success lately.
Actually, starting with Ben Sainz back in the mid-2000s, the alts, they call it, we got in the young adult market, and we've done very, very well, because, especially for this area, because we have a real Latino perspective in our young adult books. one lady that we've been very, very proud of is Claudia Guadalupe Martinez, who grew up in Segundo Barrio, and her dream was always to publish a book with Cinco Puntos. We published one a few years ago that was very successful called The Smell of Old Lady Perfume. It was for like fifth and sixth graders. And now we just published her book. She's moved to Chicago, so she has a Chicago book called Pig Park, and it's the story of a young woman who lives in a barrio in Chicago who is going through all sorts of changes, and she's trying to help her family navigate through it. And she is the daughter of the heroine in the story, is the daughter of a baker. And the cover is, those of you who go to Bowie Bakery or other Mexicano bakeries, panaderias in El Paso, you'll notice that the cover is this, the pig.
The marranito. Every time I see that cover, I want one. Yeah, it's like I can smell it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a wonderful book. We're very, very proud of it, and it's her second book. And she's a very successful lady who grew up in Segundo Barrio, so it makes us incredibly proud.
That's even the cooler angle to it.
And then our second YA novel that's getting a lot of a national attention is Gabby, A Girl in Pieces. And Gabby, the author, is Isabel Quintero. It turned out we didn't know it at the time. She has sent, Lee, my wife, is the primary editor, acquisitions editor, and she had sent, this was her third manuscript that she sent to Cinco Puntos, and each time Lee would send it back with a letter and something. And finally she sent us this book about this young woman. She's a senior in high school in California in the Inland Empire. And she's overweight. She has all these issues. She has these issues about sex. She has issues about her father, who's an addict. And she has issues with her mom. Her best friend is pregnant. She wants to go to college. She wants to go to Berkeley. She's a very good student. And she talks about all this stuff in this wonderful journal. And she writes poetry, which is the great thing. She uses poetry as a way to express herself throughout the book. And she has this wonderful poem in there, and I forget the title of it. It's something like, What They Tell Boys and What They Don't Tell Girls. And it's just like this, oh, this is a wonderful book. And so I would recommend both of these books for if you have a young reader who's 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grader. Either of these books would be just wonderful. If you have a boy reader, we have a basketball series called the Debo Basketball Series, and this young man, Debo, is a freshman, a sophomore. Those are the first two books, and we're waiting for the junior and senior year.
Well, before we run out of time, we got to talk about your fiction and nonfiction. But I also want to mention Gabby is nominated for a Morris Award, which is a big deal.
Oh, it's a very, very – the book was nominated for the Morris Award for the best debut author of the year, and it's a very, very big deal. It's given by the American Library Association. We think it's going to get more awards, but we're, you know, our fingers are crossed. But she's received all sorts of attention, and we're delighted for her. We spent time with her in San Antonio recently, and she's just a good, good person.
And good call on Lee. It took third time's a charm,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so we're winding down, but we definitely want to get some books in there
adult readers. We have two great fiction books that I would recommend. First is A Tightly Raveled Mind. It's a thriller, a mystery, a crime novel, and the heroine is a psychoanalyst who knows too much. She knows too much Freud, and she's trying to understand everything. And as she tries to understand everything, her clients start dying, and she's sure her ex-husband is doing it, and she gets in all this chaos. And it has a wonderful ending. It's a great read. If you know people from San Antonio, it's about the hoity-toity in San Antonio and Alamo Heights, and it's a fun, fun read. It's great. And the other one is by Desiree Zamorano, and if who wouldn't want to read a book by a woman named Desiree Zamorano? And it's a book about Latinas, and it's different because, you know, most Latina novels about immigrants or this or that. This book is about four women who are middle class. They live in L.A., and they're navigating the life like anybody else. They have their problems. They have their troubles. But it's very, very good, good read. The book has done very well for us.
Very cool. Well, we definitely have a lot of options when
right,
it comes to Cinco Puntos books.
Right.
And you can either stop by the store. They'll make you some coffee, give you some gussies.
Yeah, we'll get some Pig Park, the little cookies.
Heck yeah. Or you can find them online at cincopuntos.com.
Right, right. So,
and I know you're on Facebook. And every now and again, you'll blog it up.
Yeah, we have Facebook. We have blogs. And we love people looking at our books so we can watch them look at our books and we can be happy with them.
Ah, so just know that they're looking at you as you're book shopping.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Yeah.